Chapter 36. The ripple of power was felt. Bella was on her feet. I peeled away from the wall as the rest of the gods rose. Do you think it's Colas? No one looked at me. Only Nectas. He would not come himself, he answered, as Jadis lifted her head, yawning. He would send others.
If he did come for you, you would get what you so desperately seek for yourself.
Nyctos looked over his shoulder.
Your death.
My chest twisted as the iciness of his words fell upon me. They stung. There was no denying that.
Sion, go find out what you can. I will meet you by the stables. Rahar, Bella, go with him. Speak no word of what you've learned in here. None.
Nyctos ordered.
Understood?
The three gods obeyed, quickly leaving the room. None of them looked in my direction.
I will take the younglings to safety.
Nectus motioned for Reaver to join him.
Just in case I was right about who has come to our shores, we will join you as soon as they're safe.
Nyctos nodded, his back to me as Nectus went to the door. Jadis's head rested on her father's shoulder, and she gave me a sleepy wave as she passed. A little wave. I don't know why, but it carved at my heart. The look her father sent me froze that knife in there. I think I will call you one of my own. I sucked in a shrill breath. I doubted Nectus felt that way now. Why would he? I came here, plotting to kill the primal that he considered family. Ios rose, sending a hasty look in my direction. I'll go check on Gemma, make sure the sirens haven't woken her, and deal with that if they have.
Thank you,
Nyctos replied, taking one of the short swords from the wall. He secured it to his hip, then grabbed a dagger next, sliding it into his boot. A long sheathed sword went over his back, hilt down.
What are we going to do with her?
My head jerked to Ector, who had asked the question. I can help? Slowly, Nyctos faced me, as Rain's brows flew up. There was nothing but endless coldness in his stare. I fought the urge to step away from him. I can. I forced my voice steady. I'm trained with an arrow and sword. He sneered.
Of course you are.
I flinched as the sharp, slicing motion cut even deeper into my heart, leaving its own kind of mark. The burn returned to my throat, crowding my eyes as a burst of something bitter and hard swelled inside me. I couldn't take in air. The rawness clogged my throat. I couldn't allow it. I shut it down. Shut it all down.
Breathe in.
In my mind, I slipped on that veil. It was harder than all the times before, and it felt flimsy and sheer, in a way it never had.
Hold.
I became nothing but the blank canvas, an empty vessel that couldn't be hurt by words or actions outside of the ones I caused myself. I exhaled. Danger has come to the Shadowlands because of what I did. I will not stand back and do nothing when I can fight. I lifted my chin, meeting Nyctos's chilly stare. I am no threat to any of your people. His head tilted.
You are no threat to me.
I stiffened, but that was all. I can help, but you do whatever you want. Lock me away or take me with you. Either way, you're wasting time. Nyctos's chin dipped as he stared me down.
While the idea of locking you away holds much appeal at the moment, there is no time to ensure that you'd be secure and wouldn't escape. So, you're coming with me.
In the span of a heartbeat, he was within a foot of me. I tensed, managing to hold my ground.
But if you do anything that jeopardizes any of my people, being locked away will be the least of the things you'll face. I didn't miss the looks of disbelief that Rain and Ector exchanged, nor did I doubt Nyctos for one second. I don't want to harm any of them. No. His smile was a tight mockery. Just me. The veil slipped. I didn't want to harm you either.
Save it, he snapped, grabbing my hand.
The jolt of energy was a warm buzz. His grip was firm but not painful as he led me from the room. Nyctos tugged me past the thrones and off the dais. Ector and Rain were right behind us. The darkened room was eerily quiet except for the clap of our boots. It was a struggle to keep up with this long-legged pace. All I focused on was keeping my mind from going back to the chamber and why he was now Nyctos to me. I couldn't think about it as we neared the foyer. Nyctos walked so fast, I missed the slight rise in the floor, the barely there step between the open chamber and the foyer. I tripped. Nyctos's hand tightened on mine, catching me and keeping me from tumbling face first into the hard shadow stone. Thanks, I mumbled.
Don't,
he bit out. I pressed my lips together as the veil slipped even more. His anger was no surprise. I couldn't and wouldn't blame him. It was my inability to remain in that nothingness that caused my chest to twist. Sion stormed through the open doors, drawing to a halt as he spotted us.
Something's happening at the wall along the bay.
His gaze flicked to our joined hands, but he showed no reaction.
I'm not sure what yet. Rahar is readying Odin. Bella has gone ahead.
Do you know if there have been any injuries yet? Nyctos asked, striding forward.
One of the smaller ships capsized,
Sion advised, a step behind us. Ahead, Rahar led the massive midnight steed toward where several horses already waited.
Rescue efforts were halted when one of those ships turned over.
What in the world is in that bay that could capsize ships? I asked.
There shouldn't be anything,
Nyctos shared, surprising me since I half expected no answer.
The waters have been dead for years. Not many things can survive in them for long.
Rain added.
Not only that, the waters are pitch black. Which makes rescue even more difficult,
Sion said.
If not impossible. Anyone, god or mortal, goes into those waters, they're not likely to come back out.
A chill swept over me as Nyctos took the reins from Rahar. He turned to Ector.
I need you to grab me a hooded cloak and meet me at the gates to the bay.
Ector sent a glance in my direction, brows pinched. He looked as if he wanted to say something, but reconsidered.
Of course.
He turned, racing off toward one of the many side entrances hidden under the staircases.
Have the other gates to the city been sealed?
Nyctos asked.
In the process, from what one of the guards shared.
Sion confirmed.
And they've started evacuating those along the bay, moving them inland.
I turned to Odin, unsure exactly how I was supposed to mount a horse of his size.
I'd have to figure it out because I wasn't foolish enough to ask for my own mount.
I reached for the strap on the saddle as Nyctos gripped my hips, lifting me with shocking ease. I started to thank him, but kept my mouth shut as I slid a leg over the saddle, seating myself.
Is she really coming with us?
Rain asked, hoisting himself onto the back of his horse.
You want to stay back and make sure she remains where we put her?
Nyctos swung himself up behind me, and I clamped my jaw shut.
No, Rain answered. Then she comes with us.
Nyctos reached around, tightening his hold on Odin's reins.
Hold on.
I firmed my grip on the pommel a second before Odin launched into a gallop that quickly picked up speed, kicking up dirt and stirring dust. Out of instinct, I tipped forward as Nyctos guided Odin around the side of Hades and along the rise. Sion and Rain fell in line beside us. We raced through a narrower gate, across hard-packed dirt that glittered with specks of embedded shadow stone. bare-limbed, bent trees that reminded me of the dead ones I'd first seen upon entering the Shadowlands, surrounded the road. Mist gathered and seeped around the gray trunks. Through the gnarled, heavy branches full of blood-tinted leaves, I caught glimpses of the rise. Where it began to climb so high, I couldn't see the tops of the ramparts. Sweeping towers appeared through the trees, spaced hundreds of feet apart, before the rise appeared to flow outward, farther away from the road, until I could no longer see it. Nyctos guided Odin sharply to the right, off the road. He leaned in, his chest pressing against my back. The feel of his cool body against mine threatened to short out my senses and my not-so-rigid control on myself. The contact was... Gods, I couldn't let myself even think of that as we flew between the blood trees. White mist pooled and thickened, whipped into a frenzy. The mist, the ether, rose higher and higher, causing my heart to feel as if it, too, were being stirred into a frenzy.
We're going to take a shortcut.
His arm dropped to my waist, his grip tight.
You might want to close your eyes.
My eyes were wide open. Why? I sucked in air as the trees disappeared ahead, and the very ground itself seemed to fall into a misty abyss of nothing. A scream lodged in my throat as Sion broke forward, riding low over a black steed almost as large as Odin. Sion and his horse disappeared. I started to press back against Nyctos. Odin leapt into the mist. For a moment there was nothing but white mist and the feeling of flying. I couldn't even take a breath in those seconds of weightlessness. The impact of Odin landing knocked whatever air there was out of my lungs, throwing me back against the primal's hard, unyielding body. Nyctos held onto me as we rode at breakneck speed through the film of ether, Odin's hooves thundering off rocks. I couldn't see anything, nothing but mist. But if we were going to ride off the face of a mountain or whatever it was we descended, I wouldn't go out with my eyes closed. Odin leapt once more, and then we were free of the thicket of the ether, rushing across patches of gray grass and hard dirt. It took me a moment to even know what I was seeing as Rain and Rahar joined us, remaining at our side. I saw who I believed was Sion, riding along the wall where the mist gathered in thinner, wispy pools. I looked back at the mountain of mist to see dozens of guards on horseback, erupting from the wall of mist. Nyctos called out commands I couldn't hear over the thunder of hooves. A closed stone gate appeared ahead, and on the rise, torches glowed from the height of the wall where I saw the distant forms of guards, all turned to what lay beyond the rise. Nyctos slowed Odin down, coming to a stop a distance from the group of guards. A guard broke free of the others. I squinted, recognizing Theon, one of the few gods who hadn't been present when my treachery became known. I doubted it would take long for him or his sister to hear. Or would the others obey Nyctos' command and not speak of what they'd witnessed?
Something's in the water,
Theon said, grabbing Odin's bridle, barely sparing a glance in my direction.
It came from the sea, whatever it is, cutting through one of our supply ships. Snapped the son of a bitch in two. Fuck,
Nyctos growled, jumping from the horse. He turned immediately, extending his arms to me without a word. I took them, a bit stunned that even in his cold fury he was still thoughtful.
Any sign of what it is?
Not yet,
Theon answered. Nyctos took a step and then stiffened at the exact moment I felt a throbbing in the center of my chest, a warmth. Under the starlight, the shadows lifted from the thin mist running along the ground. His eyes closed as his features appeared to sharpen. Death, I whispered. His head whipped toward me, eyes opening.
You feel it?
I swallowed, nodding. I feel death. A muscle ticked along his jaw.
What you feel are souls separating from their bodies.
Theon swore under his breath, and I stared up at Nyctos, having not thought of the fact that as the primal of death, he would be able to feel it, feel death when it happened, as I did. Chilled, I turned to see Ector arriving, bearing down on us. He drew his horse to a stop, scattering the mist, and tossed a black cloak down to Nyctos. The primal nodded his thanks, and then turned to me, draping the soft material over my shoulders as guards raced up the rampart steps.
"You will remain with Ector and Rain," he said, as Ector dismounted. He tugged the hood up over my head.
I glanced at them. They looked less than pleased by that, but I nodded.
"Stay with them," Nyctos ordered.
I reached for the buttons on the cloak, but he was faster. His fingers made quick work of them, and his gaze met mine, still shockingly bright.
"Remember my warning."
Theon frowned at the primal's tone, but one sharp look from Rain silenced him.
"I remember," I said.
Nyctos's gaze held mine for a moment longer, and then he looked at Rain and Ector.
"Make sure she stays alive."
He returned to Odin's side, seating himself and turning toward the guards. I watched him ride forward, trails of shadows cutting through the mist as he leaned sideways in the saddle, snatching up a bow and quiver held up by another guard. Sion, Rahar, and Theon followed. The gates opened and he rode out. Only the two gods and another, who was hooded like me, broke free of the guards on horseback and followed.
"He'll be okay, right?"
I asked, as Rain came to my side, his reddish-gold hair wind-blown.
"Going out there with just three gods? Will they be okay?"
"Do you really think I believe you are concerned?"
I looked over at him.
"Will he be okay?"
"He's the primal,"
the god answered.
"What do you think?"
"What I thought was that he lived and breathed. Therefore, he could be harmed, and gods could be killed."
"You shouldn't be here," Ector stated.
"But I am." I turned to the steps and started forward, affixing that mental veil once more.
"What could be in the water?" Ector brushed past me, reaching the steps first. He looked over his shoulder.
"Do you believe in monsters?"
My stomach dipped.
"Depends."
He smirked before he faced forward. I glanced back at Rain, but he stared ahead. I followed at a quick clip, not allowing myself to think about exactly how high the steps were carrying us.
"Whatever you do," Rain said as we neared the top, "please don't get yourself killed. I'm sure Nyctos wants the honor for himself."
"Wasn't planning on it," I told him.
"He's not going to kill her," Ector said from ahead. "Not when she carries the ember."
Rain sighed behind me, and it struck me then that Ector was right. Nyctos wouldn't. Not until he figured out what it meant for me to carry the ember, besides returning life to the dead. And if that were it, would he kill me? Possibly sentence the mortal realm to a quicker death if Ios was right? Or keep me locked away, safe from those who meant me harm, and those who he believed I could harm? My stomach took another tumble as I walked along the wide roof. In the distance, there was nothing but rocky hills and flat ground. I didn't see Nyctos or any of the guards. I followed the curve of the wall, my pace picking up as I looked both ways, seeing that we were now entering some part of the city, a district of low, squat buildings that reminded me of the warehouses in Carcedonia. I kept on, my gaze tracking the nondescript buildings, until I finally saw the city within the Shadowlands for the first time. My breath caught as I stared out. It was larger than I expected. As far as the eye could see, starlight glistened off tiled roofs, most homes and businesses stacked one upon another with tight, winding alleys between them, reminding me very much of Croft's Cross. Specks of illumination from either candles or gas lamps shone along the streets and from windows. There were no temples in the sprawling city, None that I could see, anyway. And there was a rather large portion that had been cut into the slope of a hill where buildings were staggered all the way down.
How many people live here? I asked as Ector strode ahead.
100,000?
Rain edged around me.
Or close to it.
Good gods. I had no idea. Were they mostly gods or mortals? How many of them were chosen?
A sound like thunder came from the ground below. From the streets, shouts grew louder, mingling with screams. Pressure clamped down on my chest, and I moved to the nearest parapet, just as Rain and Ector had. Placing my hands on the rough stone, I leaned out, squinting into the murky gloom. A mass of people barreled through the narrow streets, some on foot and others on horseback or in carriages. Horror seized me as they pressed forward, pushing and falling, clamoring over top one another as they ran.
They're running from the area of the harbor,
Ector shouted, peeling out of the parapet.
Shit, I thought the area was emptied. They were in the process of doing that.
Rain hurried along the wall, looking ahead.
What the fuck is in the water?
I heard guards shouting orders, trying to calm the people and restore some semblance of order, but their yells were swallowed in the panic. The cries of pain were sharp, and I flinched as I backed away from the disaster unfolding below. People were getting hurt in that crush. They would die in their desperation to reach the safety of the castle grounds. I forced myself to turn away and leave the parapet, the skirt of my gown whipping around my legs. I couldn't afford for this ember to seize control again. Guards scrambled along the eastern wall as I hurried behind Ector and Rain, reaching the section that overlooked the bay. None of the other guards paid me any attention, either completely unaware or simply not caring, too fixated on what was happening down below. I walked out onto another parapet, passing unused shields, quivers, and curved bows. The stale wind reached inside the hood, lifting the strands of my hair and tossing them over my face, as the glistening surface of the bay loomed ahead. What I saw brought forth a decade-old memory of the day a ship carrying oil had run abroad, hitting another. Ezra and I had climbed out onto the bluffs to watch the men King Ernold had sent out to stop the spill. The ship sank, and the oil spilled into the waters, enraging Phanos, the primal god of the skies and seas. He had erupted from the sea in a terrifying cyclone, his roar of fury creating a shockwave that caused our ears to bleed. Within seconds, he'd obliterated every ship in the port. Hundreds had died, either drowned, flung into the buildings below, or they simply ceased to exist, along with the dozens of ships. The waters had been free of pollutants ever since, but there was no Phanos in the water as far as I knew, and still, what I saw stopped my heart. In the bay, a supply ship had been ripped in two across the center, sinking beneath the surface of the violently churning waters. Another ship rocked unsteadily as men struggled with the vessel's rigging, shouting at one another. Wooden dinghies from those who must have gone out to help those on the fallen ship now floated overturned in the rough waters. I saw no person swimming or treading water, and I thought of what Nyctos and I had sensed at the gate. Death. Something was in that water. The guards lining the wall had their arrows knocked and pointed. Holy fuck! Rain drew up short in front of me. I saw them then as they broke the dark, glimmering surface of the bay. My lips parted. Good gods! They were the size of horses, climbing up the sides of the ships, their heavily muscled bodies glistening like midnight oil. The ships docked in the harbor trembled as if they were saplings. Wood cracked and splintered under their grips. Their feet punched holes through the decks. I had never seen one outside of sketches in the heavy tomes that dealt with Elysium, but I knew they were Dekais. A race of vicious,
flesh-eating creatures rumored to have been birthed from bottomless pits located somewhere in Elysium. Featureless, except for gaping mouths full of jagged teeth, they were rumored to be one of the most vicious creatures that existed in Elysium. Why are they here? I looked over at Rain.
They are like trained bloodhounds, able to sense ether. They're drawn to it.
The god's luminous gaze landed on me.
Whoever sent them here for you.
I turned back to the docks. A sickening horror settled in my stomach. The Dekais would reach the city in no time, and there was nothing between them and the homes on that hill, where many still desperately tried to gain higher ground. They came for me, and innocent people could die. A flash of sudden bright light streaked through the sky, blinding me. I stumbled back against stone as a whooping cry went up from the guards. They leapt onto the ledge of the wall, kneeling as they took aim with bows and arrows. The shrill pitch of a scream spun me back to the harbor just in time to see an arrow strike a Dekai in the head. It fell back, exploding into nothing, just as the hunters had. Another arrow struck a second Dekai as it reached the top of the bluff. The bluff, where there was no protection. The arrows were coming from there. I twisted and my legs almost gave out on me. 5 massive black steeds erupted from the mist, their hooves shattering rock as they sped down the bluff. Nyctos. He and the other 4 rose onto the backs of their horses, kneeling in a crouch as they fired arrows at the Dekais. The one cloaked, who had joined them as they left the gates, stood completely upright, the force of the steep descent lifting the hood, revealing a thick braid the color of the darkest hour of night. It was a female who fired the next arrow, standing astride her horse.
"Fucking Bella,"
Rain muttered with a grin as he leapt onto a nearby ledge, drawing an arrow tight. Is there ever a time when she doesn't like to show off? That was Bella? A volley of arrows was released, and I snapped into action. I grabbed a bow and an arrow from a nearby quiver, quickly knocking it like Sir Holland had taught me so many years ago. As Nyctos broke to the front, I pulled the string back and took aim, firing an arrow. Several of the Dekais rushed the sailors who'd made it to the piers, apparently unaware that their ships were far safer. I released another arrow and then watched it cut through the night, smacking into the back of the Dekai's head. My lip curled as the thing shattered into nothing. "Who?" I asked, knocking another arrow. I truly didn't understand what I was seeing. "Who do you think sent them?" Rain fired a second after me. He twisted, grabbing another arrow.
"They're pets of the court of Delos."
My breath thinned. Colas. I still hadn't processed what I'd learned about him. I fired, striking one of the beasts as it reached the bluff. Several more Dekais took notice of the sailors who scrambled to get back to their ship. A man screamed as one of the Dekais launched itself onto where he clung to the side of the boat. I let the arrow fly, striking the Dekai in the back before it could land on the sailor. The creature exploded as it fell back into the waters. Quickly readying another arrow, I aimed and fired, over and over, as a horde of the creatures swarmed the ship and the men as the horses reached the edge of the bluff. The one who rode out front rose even higher, snagging my attention as I knocked another arrow. Nyctos leapt from Odin, twisting in midair. He landed in a crouch, and for a moment I let myself be a little impressed by that feat, and a little envious. "He's a show-off," I muttered, and then pitched forward as Odin bore down on him, leaping into the air. Nyctos raised a hand, closing it into a fist, and Odin became nothing more than a shadow, one that wrapped itself around Nyctos' arm, sinking into the skin around the silver band. "What the hell?" I whispered, my eyes wide.
"That's the first time you've seen him do that?"
Hector asked from where he stood on the other side of Rain.
"Neat party trick, huh?"
"How is that even possible?" I asked.
"Odin isn't your normal horse,"
Hector replied. "No shit," I retorted.
Nyctos spun, catching my attention. The silver band glinted on his biceps as he caught a Dekai in one hand, lifting the enormous creature. He slammed the thing into the ground, planting a booted foot against its throat and reaching across his chest to unsheathe the short sword with a blade that glinted like onyx moonlight. He brought it down with a quick thrust, and the Dekai was no more. Bele landed near him, striding forward, cloak lost somewhere. The stallion she'd ridden on raced away from the docks, joined by the other horses as they got out of the Dekai's path. Bele reached back, unhooking the arrow at her hip. Her long legs were encased in either breeches or tights, arms bare, but no bands adorned them. She was too far away for me to make out the details of her face. Nyctos must have said something to her because her laugh reached us on the wall, sounding like wind chimes. Guards stilled along the wall as she picked up speed, launching into the air and coming down on the Dekai with her fist. No, with some sort of weapon. The Dekai shattered, and she landed where it had once stood.
"I think I'm in love," Ector said, and I felt like I might have fallen a little in love, too.
Rain snorted. A Dekai shot across the docks, launching into the air. Theon kicked out, knocking a Dekai back and thrusting his sword, shoving it deep into the creature's chest.
"Now I think I'm in love,"
Rain murmured, as Theon spun, slicing through the Dekai he'd kicked. I loaded another arrow and spotted Nyctos once more. He planted a booted foot in a Dekai's chest, pushing the thing back with stunning strength and sending it skidding several feet. Sion took it down as he turned, thrusting his sword into another. Bele seemed to be having a grand old time as she made quick work of the Dekai's clamoring for the men on the ship, sailors who now stood transfixed. Letting go of the string, I watched long enough to know that the arrow had struck the head of one of the things before reaching for another arrow.
"There's more," a guard down the wall shouted. "Coming inland."
Nyctos turned as several Dekais broke the surface of the bay, clamoring over one another as they spilled onto the docks, their claws snapping more sections of wood. One of the Dekais rushed Nyctos from behind, and I shifted my aim, releasing the arrow. Just as the primal spun, it struck true, taking out the Dekai. Nyctos' head jerked up. With unnerving accuracy, he turned to where I stood. My hand shook as I broke his stare and reached for another arrow. I doubted I'd get a thank you for that.
"Several just made it up,"
a guard shouted, racing down the wall.
"They're heading for the gates."
"Go,"
Nyctos ordered. Bele took off running. She quickly disappeared around the corner of a building as shouts of alarm filled the air. I rose from the parapet to see dozens more swarm the docks, scrambling out from the bay like a tide of death.
"Good gods,"
Rain rasped.
"There are too many."
Heart thumping heavily, I snapped forward, taking aim. I struck one, and three more took its place. My wide gaze scanned the docks. I saw Nyctos shove a Dekai back as another crashed into his side. A shout lodged in my throat as he stumbled. I fired an arrow, striking the Dekai. Why isn't he using his power? Why aren't any of them using the ether?
Dekai can sense ether. They feed off it. It'll draw more of them,
Rain said, throwing an empty quiver aside.
They'd be fucking swarmed.
A harsh breath punched from my lungs as I looked at my nearly empty quiver.
"The wall,"
a guard shouted.
"On the wall!"
I looked down, and my stomach plummeted. A dozen or so Dekais were scaling the wall, punching their fists into the stone and breaking off enough of it to gain purchase on the otherwise smooth surface. Dear gods, they were moving fast, climbing several feet a second within a few short heartbeats. They would crest the ledge and overwhelm us.